Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about some topics that have a lot to do with your role as chairman of the House Health Committee. And the first one is that it's Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Talk to us about what's going on with Lyme disease.
Yes, thank you very much. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month across Pennsylvania, and Lyme disease is the most common tick-borne infectious disease in the Northern Hemisphere. Typical symptoms include fever, headache, fatigue, and a characteristic skin rash. And if left untreated, the infection can spread to joints, the heart, and the nervous system. Unfortunately, Pennsylvania has reported more cases of Lyme disease in the past 5 years than any other state in the nation. Nearly 5,000 cases were confirmed in 2013 across the Commonwealth. A new state law, however, aimed at educating the public about Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses was approved last year, creating a Lyme disease-specific task force, which I was very much involved in and supportive of and helped to amend, actually, in my health committee before it became law. The task force within the Pennsylvania Department of Health will make recommendations on the prevention of Lyme disease as well as the development of information programs for the general public and healthcare professionals. In as many cases as this has been documented here in Pennsylvania on humans, we're now hearing reports that Lyme disease can even impact animals. In fact, a close friend of mine indicated that three of her horses have just been diagnosed with Lyme disease as a result of these ticks, and she's feeding them many, many different medications to treat the symptoms. So it's a serious concern and problem, and we need to be aware of it and seek treatment when necessary.
Another thing that is going on is that it's National Emergency Services Week. Talk to us about those who are out there as first responders.
Yes, the week of May 18th, this past week here, just getting started, is National Emergency Medical Services Week. This observance brings together local communities and medical personnel to publicize safety and honor the dedication of people who often put their own lives on the line to help the communities they serve. This year, the American College of Emergency Physicians is partnering with the National Association of EMTs on a new campaign, EMS Strong. This effort seeks to make EMS Week a year-round initiative to promote greater visibility for emergency workers in their communities. So let us remember to take a moment this week to thank our local EMS workers for their service and dedication.
And speaking of service and dedication, of course, it is Memorial Day weekend. Talk to us a little bit about those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and what we honor on this weekend.
Absolutely. Monday, as everyone knows, is May 25th, is Memorial Day, honoring the men and women who have sacrificed their lives serving in our nation's armed forces. It's very, very important. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to be going out into the Gaines Township area to designate a bridge in behalf of a fallen soldier, Vietnam War soldier, William Boyle. We're going to be having it named the William Boyle Memorial Bridge and having military honors and a ceremony to dedicate his ultimate sacrifice, paying the price for our freedoms. And let us take a moment to thank all our veterans, both serving and that have passed on. Please take a moment this weekend and into the Memorial Day weekend to thank all our veterans for their great service in preserving our freedoms here in America.
Representative Baker, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.